Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And it's the Monday edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. Thanks for stopping by. Coming out of the weekend, I hope you had a great weekend. Sort of behaved yourself with your diet and lifestyle. If not, okay, so you're dialed into the show. You're looking for redemption. Good place to come. With you Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Show originates out of Tampa, Florida on AM 1250 Winds WHNZ. Of course, it'll be on your radio station in your neck of the broadcast woods. But you want to get off terrestrial radio and go online, you can do that too. Anybody, any place, anytime at letstalknutrition.com. Click on Listen Live. There are live lessons, too. It's all kinds of stuff going on over the weekend. Golden Globes, football. Man, Golden Globes are cool. Watch all the movie stars. I went to see Zero Dark Thirty. Pretty good. Pretty good. I liked it. I know some people are all tither about it, in terms of the politics. I don't even get into that nonsense. But nevertheless, it's a film. And it was entertaining is an understatement. What's interesting, it connected to a lot of events, that happened in, since 9/11 and since, not only in this country, but in other countries. And as you're watching the film, you say, oh, yes, I remember that. Oh, yes, I remember this. And it gives an interesting context to those events that happened here in England and in other parts of the world, in other countries, terrorist activities and related events. And what's interesting about the film is that you understand that the person in the CIA who headed up the hunt for him was a woman. That was the only gig she had up until that point in the CIA. That was their first one, and until they caught him, is her only job. And that went on like 10 or 12 years, whatever it was, subsequent to 9/11 until they finally nailed him, killed him, last year. And she worked on it the whole time. When others wanted to just let it die, she didn't. It's interesting. I don't know who that woman is, but the actress that plays the part won a Golden Globe last night, and I like the film. Why do I mention that? Because you need nutrition for your spirit too, right? Entertainment. You need to have those things as part of your life. And speaking of entertainment, this coming Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be hosting the Vitamin Discount Center Health and Wellness Fair. And it is entertaining. It is. If you show up, You'll find out why. A lot of things go on. They're especially going to go on this time. It's not going to be just a one-day event. It's going to be a two-day event. On Friday from 1 to 4, I'll be there at the Vitamin Discount Center store in South Tampa. And then from 2 to 4 on that day, this coming Friday, it's the 18th, I'll be broadcasting the show, Let's Talk Nutrition. And going to have more guests than I have since. There are going to be more people participating in these 2 days, this two-day event than I have since. Healthcare professionals, supplement companies. I don't know what all and who all, but then on Saturday, it's going to run from 10 to 3. I'll be at the fair from 12 to 2. And the guy that's going to be who has driven this whole project is the manager of the store, Tony Stille. And it's kind of odd to refer to a health and wellness fair as entertaining, but it will be entertaining, won't it, Tony?
Hey, yeah, how you doing, Doc?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so I know you've worked very hard. You probably need a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper to list all the participants in this health and wellness fair, I presume.
Yeah, Doc, I'm out front. I was out front probably like a half an hour ago making measurements so I can have enough room for the tables that's going to wrap around the whole store.
Do we need to call the Tampa PD to get some to get some help or what? What do we need to do?
I might take you up on that one. But I tell you, Doc, I got a lot of participants for this fair.
Okay, so in terms of vendors, supplement companies that are going to be there, who's on the list?
Okay, right now my list right now I have Gardner Life, I have Jarrell Formulas, Muscle Tech, AllMax, their sports nutrition company, Country Life, iForce Nutrition, PES, sports nutrition also, Gaspari Nutrition, basically giving us a lot of samples, New Chapter, USP Labs, BSN, let's see here, Lifeline Foods, Renew Life, Natural Factors, Tropical Biomedics, Paradise Herbs, Dream Brands,
man.
Amazing Grass, Eco Bella, Dr. Murray, she's a chiropractic physician. I've Donna Zimmerman, she's a licensed massage therapist, and she's going to be giving away a half an hour massage. And also, Dr. Mary Alvarado is going to be giving away a free exam with adjustment also on the drawing also. I have LA Fitness. They're going to have a special discount membership for those 2 days. Max Q Fitness, he's a personal trainer. I have Shapes. They're going to be giving out 1 week passes, 2 week passes, t-shirts and towels. Fit for Life Foods. Solgar, we got a nice gift basket. We got Nordic Naturals gift baskets. And also, Extreme Juice is going to be giving out a lot of samples also.
Oh.
And I still have some more others I'm trying to fit in here, but I'm working on it. But it's going to be great, Doc, I tell you. I mean, these companies, they're bringing a lot of samples. They're going to have manufacturer's coupons. We're also going to have extra discounts that day, and you can use those manufacturer's coupons on top of the discount.
Yeah, and you're going to, Vitamin Discount Center is going to give a additional 10% discount on all the products in the store for the both days, right on top of the already discounted prices.
Correct.
So that's another 10% off. Yeah, I mean, these people are going to need a shopping bag with all the samples and the giveaways and the, how many gift baskets do you think you're going to have?
Well, every company I mentioned to you is going to have something to give away.
I'm going to spend the whole time giving stuff away.
Yeah. We're going to be giving away for 2 days. So I'm telling people this too. Come out for both days because you know we got over 20 plus vendors, and you know each day is going to be kind of different.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's going to be busy.
Going to be very busy. Yeah, I got me some new sneakers for the event also.
Oh, you better take some of those energy products you have in your store. You're gonna need.
Yeah, it's that time of the year, Jock. I tell you, I'm enjoying doing this, and I think it's something I like doing because I consider giving it back to the community. I mean, we got a lot of great customers that have been shopping for years, and I feel like, you know, what can these manufacturers give back? You know.
Well, yeah, and they're generous. I know that some of those gift baskets can be worth hundreds of dollars,
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got all kinds of supplement products in there, natural products and whatnot. Wow, that's going to be a remarkable event.
Yeah, and also, Doc, we got one more person on the list we got to include, too.
Who?
Yourself.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a lot of, I'm getting calls in, because a lot of times you're here on Friday, a lot of people don't have time to speak with you, and they're definitely going to enjoy talking to you on Saturday.
Well, I'll be there Friday from 1 to 4. 2 to 4, I'll broadcast my show on Friday. And then on Saturday, I'm going to stop by from 12 to 2, and I'll be there. I won't be broadcasting, so I can give my full and undivided attention to anybody and everybody who's there. I'm happy to do it. I look forward to it, Tony. I know you worked very hard to put this together, man. It's great. You got
right.
This is sort of like your Golden Globes. All right, man. I'll see you. Talk to you
All
later.
Right, thank you, Doc.
We'll be right back. It's the start of a new year and a time to get a fresh start on improving our health by getting back to basics. Hi, this is Dr. Michael Garka, host of Let's Talk Nutrition. Join me January 18th and 19th in South Tampa for the Vitamin Discount Center Health and Wellness Fair. The store is located on the corner of Church and Henderson. The fair will run from 1 to 4 on Friday, January 18th, and from 10 to 3 on Saturday, the 19th. While hosting the fair on Friday, I'll broadcast Let's Talk Nutrition from 2 to 4. On Saturday, I'll be at the fair from 12 to 2 to answer your health and nutrition questions. Along with demos and screenings, talk with health experts, receive product giveaways, and win prizes worth hundreds of dollars. Also, get 10% off on the already discounted prices on both days. So start the new year off right and join me on January 18th and 19th at the VDC store in South Tampa at 1202 South Church Street and get back to basics in improving your health. For more details, call 813-254-4494. That's 813-254-4494. I'll see you at the fair.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No bloating, no gas, no flatulence, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain, Lactobacillus plantarum 299V, that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains 10 billion L. plantarum 299V organisms per vegetarian capsule, proven to help your intestinal flora help you all day and every day. Hush. Ideal Bowel Support 299V does not require refrigeration and is a pure vegan formula. With the introduction of Ideal Bowel Support 299V, Jarro Formulas continues to put the pro in probiotics. To sign up for a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V, please go to www.jarro.com.
The science behind Greens Plus is the results of many years of science-based research. Each of the ingredients in Greens Plus is selectively chosen because they are grown in the oceans and on the land in varieties of areas around the world that are guaranteed to deliver the most nutrient-rich ingredients. Combined together, the Synergy is a powerful food product that gives you dynamic energy, vitality, and wellness mentally, physically, and emotionally. To learn more about Greens Plus and Orange Peel Enterprises, please visit us at greensplus.com.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Natural Factors, where great health begins. Nutrix Hawaii, more nutrition, better health, purely Hawaiian. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garka.
Welcome back to the start of a new week edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. It's Monday, it's January the 14th, and it's 2:20 Eastern Time. In case you need to get somewhere, you're driving in your car and listening to the show. And a bit of a mess on the I-275. I saw that coming in. I was in that. Left earlier today. Good thing. In this first hour, I'm going to be talking about different stories, studies and stories in the news. In the second hour, David Knoll's going to be with me. And I don't know if you know about Manuka honey, bee propolis, those kinds of things. If you do, there's still more to learn. If you don't, then stay tuned in the second hour. I think you'll find this kind of interesting. And this in this first hour, please feel free to, at any time, first hour, second hour, and everything in between, call 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. You're always welcome on the show to give your point of view, comment, share a story, you know, chime in. And then local number here in Tampa is 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. So the flu, it's, you know, it's still all over the news, and the internet's just blown up with all the stories about the flu. And apparently it's abating a little bit, but nevertheless, Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a public health emergency over the weekend. That's because there was about a relative, I think somewhere around 20,000 flu cases that were reported in the state, five times as many as they had in New York last year at this time. So it's, even though there are some reports that it's abating, you still need to be careful. And this business of vaccination, getting vaccinated, I mean, it's a con. Let me tell you, you can't make this stuff up, and I don't. There's a story, and in fact, it's right here down near our neck of the woods here in Orlando. There are apparently some nurses who have refused to get a flu shot. Well, they got fired. there's about 15 nurses and hospital workers across the U.S., apparently. And it's being reported different outlets that have decided that, you know what, thanks but no thanks on the flu shot. And the hospital or wherever for whom they work or for whom they work said, oh, well, okay then, sayonara, you're fired. So this is an interesting issue. I don't know what to make of it. Doctors and nurses apparently are not given that option. Most doctors and nurses do get the vaccine, even though it may not always be necessary, or I should say a requirement. It may not be a requirement. They still get it. So this is a story that's out there. In the world. So you have to remember that, doctors and nurses are, you know, they're very exposed to people that are infected. And I don't know what to make of that. I don't know. What do you think about that, Stephen? How does that sit with you that particular nurses and other professional hospital workers have refused the flu shot and then they got fired? What do you think about that? What was your first reaction when I just reported that?
It goes both ways. I mean, you can understand working in a health field like that where you're going to be in contact with a lot of people that are vulnerable. You know,
what do you think about them getting fired?
I don't know if firing, that seems a little bit too far. I mean, you know, the hospital can do what the hospital wants. You know, if they want their staff to do that, then, you know, that's what they need to do. But if anything, maybe some suspension or during the flu season, they can't work. I mean, I don't know what the amicable solution would be, but
yeah,
it seems harsh. A little overboard, harsh. Yeah,
that's harsh, doesn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, the people that refuse to get it, they obviously are very stout in their, you know, they don't want it for their own reasons. And, you know, that's your job making you put something in your body that they're probably seeing as I don't know, I guess I would assume harmful in some way then.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of myths that circulate. I addressed this last week, if you recall.
Right.
The one myth is that, you know, you get the flu shot, then you get the flu. Well, that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
The virus that constitutes the vaccine is dead. It's dead. The virus is dead. What can happen? So a dead virus cannot infect you. Cannot. And think about that. If you spray down, you know, you use Lysol or some other kind of bacterial, that may not work, but whatever. You clean down a surface with alcohol and whatnot. Those viruses, they die.
Mm-hmm. They're still there. That's just dead.
They're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So in the vaccine, the virus is dead. What can happen is people can have a side effect from the vaccine. It could be the preservatives in the vaccine. I don't know what. But some people get a reaction to it and has flu-like symptoms. Hence, they conclude, oh, see, I got the flu shot, then I got the flu. Nope, you didn't. You didn't get the flu. You had some reaction to the flu. So I don't know what to make of that. I know one thing. If I were a doctor or a nurse, a healthcare professional that had I was in a clinical setting, I wouldn't even think twice about not getting that shot. It's too risky. I mean, the odds of you getting sick are very good. Walk into some of these emergency clinics, pick one at random. I'll bet you find a bunch of people sitting there coughing, hacking in the air, in the aerosol. When they're sneezing in that, all those droplets are floating around all over the surfaces. You walk out of there, you're nothing but a giant contamination unit. It's all over your clothes. Then you take it home. So, I mean, if I don't know. They must have good reasons, I guess, as you point out. I don't know what those reasons would be. I know there are people that listen to this show that are pure natural health advocates and devotees, and they don't believe in vaccinations, and I respect that. I'm of the mind, you know, you got to make your choice. I have had vaccinations and for flu, and that's just me. But I would never say to somebody, well, you're wrong and not getting it, or you should get it. I think that people need to make their own choice. But I just want to get you. I thought it was a little harsh. Suspension without pay until, you know, flu season's over or something like that. You don't want to worry. You don't want to get the flu shot. What they're worried about is, I guess, the hospital is worried about. I can tell you in the facility where my mother is, they've taken extraordinary measures to keep the clients or the patients in the nursing home isolated from one another. They don't even, now that they're bringing their meals into the room, they don't allow them, they're not allowing the patients to go into the dining hall together. And visitors have to wear a mask. And they have alcohol at the door there when you walk into the unit where your loved one may be. So they've taken, because they're worried, they're very concerned that they get an epidemic in a nursing home. You got elderly people, you know what can happen. Those people are at risk anyway to start with. So I don't know. So it's in the news. It's still not too late to get a flu shot. Come back. I'll give you a couple of hygiene tips to keep in mind. And then I want to talk about sodas. Coca-Cola's off on a new campaign. I'll tell you about it.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle. Each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, olive leaf extract, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel, which is odorless and leaves no residue on the skin. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and much more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. and is sold in the finest health food stores and natural pharmacies nationwide. For a free information packet, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, I'm I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life. This time of year, we could all use some extra support staying healthy. Look to my Ultimate Flora Probiotics as your first choice for better immunity and digestive health. Each formula uses proven strains of good bacteria to boost the natural defenses in your body. For everyday support for your digestive health, including regularity, try Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion, our most popular daily probiotic. Or if you've been taking antibiotics or just want the most powerful probiotic formula available, look for the Ultimate Flora Supercritical with 200 billion cultures in convenient powder packs. For dual protection of both respiratory and gut immunity, try Ultimate Flora Advanced Immunity. It combines special probiotics plus potent antioxidants for complete support. And all of our probiotics are free of fillers, binders, or added ingredients. Look for the yellow sun on Renew Life products available at health food stores everywhere.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Vega, clean, plant-based nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome. Welcome back. We're into the second half of the first hour on the show today. That means there's 2 hours, right? You would infer that from what I just said. If you're new to Let's Talk Nutrition, 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday. It's a lot of programming. We love doing it. Glad you're able to tune in. And we appreciate your listenership. Spread the word. Best marketing of all time. Word of mouth. Tell others. And I'll be forever in your debt. Stephen, you drink soda? You got a lot of soda. When you, if I were to come to your house, you were to invite me, and I checked out your pantry, but I find
you actually probably would find a lot of soda, but that's just because we stockpile it, but on sales and whatnot. But I don't drink it a lot. Usually, if I'm having my evening rum and coke, that's about the only time I have soda. Is if it's like a mixer within an alcohol drink. Otherwise, it's usually just like water or tea. Like you know that
okay.
Soda is not a you know a
big deal for you.
Yeah, I don't have it with like lunch or anything like that. So,
well, turns out sodas are a big deal in this culture, and these soda drinks or soda pops, we used to call them up north, you know, up north, northeast, we called them pop sodas, but we called them pop. But these soda pops, in year 2000, check this statistic out. 15 billion gallons were sold. That's about 1 12-ounce can per day for every man, woman, and child in the U.S. They figured that out. Carbonated sodas, those are responsible for added sugar in a typical two-year-old toddler's diet, more so, this is hard to believe, than cookies, candies, ice cream combined.
Wow.
So we have a lot of... a lot of not just adults, but a lot of children at a very young age consuming these sodas that have a lot of added sugar. 56% of 8-year-olds drink sodas every day, according to this one report I was looking at. A third of teenage boys drink at least 3 cans of sodas per day. They're sold everywhere. You'll find them at your church. You'll find them in the hospital. You'll find them in everywhere. In schools, needless to say. 60% of all public and private middle schools and high schools in the United States sell soft drinks. Soda pops. This is according to the National Soft Drink Association. So it's a very predominant nutritional part of our culture. Some may argue maybe it shouldn't be so, but it is. Well, and when you read the literature on overweight and obesity epidemic, which I've reported on and have written about extensively on this show and published on this number of articles, you find that it's a big concern. The mayor of New York had certain size soft drinks banned. I'll talk about that in a second. Well, let me just update you now. Coca-Cola, big company, I would say. They're one of the most powerful soft drink companies in the world. If maybe, you know, I don't know, there's PepsiCo and whatnot. It's a very powerful brand. It's associated with all kinds of celebrities, athletes of one sort or another, actors, actresses, you name it. And, apparently this Atlanta-based company, they announced today that you're going to see a 2-minute commercial, and it's going to run on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and probably other stations. And what they're trying to do is, no pun intended, weigh in on the obesity debate, an epidemic. According to reports, I don't know what, let me just report and then we'll comment. According to reports, the ads, apparently Coca-Cola's record of providing drinks with fewer calories over the years is going to be featured. And they're going to make the point that weight gain is really attributable to consuming too many calories, the overconsumption of calories, no matter what the source, not just soda. You know what? I haven't seen the ads, so, you know, this is sort of in the abstract for me. But when you start running commercials where I don't know if they're going to sound defensive. I don't think that's a good idea. That's just me from a marketing point of view. If Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, or any of these soda manufacturers are going to try to take the stance that, you know what, it's not our fault. Don't blame us. Go after the donut makers, the cupcake makers, the cookies, the crackers, the cakes, the chips, you know. In other words, it's not just us. In other words, you know, what are you doing? Pontius Pilate, you're sort of washing your hands saying, I had nothing to do with this. Well, the fact of the matter is, soft drinks have infiltrated the food culture in this country and in other countries. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. It's just an observation. Do I think it contributes to children becoming overweight or obese or adults? Hell yeah, I do. But that doesn't mean I'm the first one to line up and say we need to, you know, ban them. I've never said that on this show. I never will say that. I don't subscribe to that perspective. But if you're now going to start running ads where you're saying it's not our fault, it's everybody, it's not just us, it's everybody else too, that to me doesn't sound, and I haven't seen the ads, I'm waiting to see them. And then I'll see what they have, I'll see how they do this. But let's see what Andrea thinks. Andrea, thanks for calling into the show. Good afternoon, thanks for calling. What's your take on this story?
Well, you know, I saw recently they have a big billboard up on off the highway. It's, you know, we only have 140 calories. And my husband was like, well, what are they trying to say? I'm like, they're trying to say it's no big deal. Just one can of soda. I said, but that's not what people are consuming. But that doesn't even address the whole addictive nature of the beverage, which is not really what the topic is about. But I personally, it's a hot button for me because I really have wrestled with an addiction to soda for such a long time, and I finally got off it. Like, I feel like it's clean. I am not having an addiction with it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't crave it anymore.
Well, you know, you said it is. I think it is part of the story, and I do think it's part of the narrative, and you raise a great point. And I've talked about food addiction on the show, and I'm of the mind that sugar, salt, sodium, and fat,
right,
do have addictive, people do, food addiction is real. And as it turns out, Andrea, when you combine all three of them in the same food, you have a potent food that would and inspires addiction. And I think you're right. Sugar, many people, you're not the first person I've spoken with, and it's reported all over. It's in the literature. It's in the science. People talking about being addicted to these sodas and being addicted to soda and whatnot. I don't know if you can hold. If you can, please hang on, because we come back, I want to talk to you about this in your own experience. I really appreciate her calling into the show. She is not the only person. I mean, so many people have said, I was addicted to these things. People say, come on, addicted. How can you be addicted to soda? Well, we're going to talk to Andrea and see what her story is. And I worry about the youngsters. I also worry about the adults, too. Coca-Cola, new ads. It's not our fault. Be right back.
Nordic Naturals EPA Extra is an ultra-high concentration of EPA, an omega-3 essential fatty acid recommended by doctors for cardiovascular health and proper immune support. EPA Extra is molecularly distilled for purity and concentration and has added rosemary extract for superior freshness and is repeat and odor-free. Call Nordic Naturals for your free sample today, 800-787-7208 or nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins. Made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from Real Food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
The ever-increasing stress and toxicity we are exposed to from our environment, diets, and lifestyles make internal cleansing a necessary part of a good health regimen. Founded in 1980, Yerba Prima was the first company to launch a whole-body internal cleansing kit. Since that time, we have continued to develop and manufacture a complete range of all-natural, high-quality fiber and internal cleansing products. By using all-natural psyllium fiber and no harmful stimulant laxatives, all Yerba Prima fiber and internal cleansing products can be used over a long period of time to ensure optimal health and regularity. With nearly 30 years dedicated to all-natural cleansing products, it's easy to see why Yerba Prima is a leader in the fiber and cleansing products category. Learn more at yerbaprima.com, YERBAPRIMA.com, or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleaning products.
Looking for energy, stamina, mental focus, and recovery while working out during these hot summer months? It's time to take your performance to the next level. Vegas Sport Performance Optimizer provides the energy you need to take your fitness training to the next level, safely and naturally. Sporting a unique and organic combination of synergistic plant-based performance-improving ingredients, it will enhance your endurance and mental focus during athletic performance and provide you with immediate and lasting energy. Stay active and hydrated this summer and replenish your electrolytes with Vegas Sport Performance Optimizer. Try it in lemon lime and acai berry flavors.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Sovereign Silver, be prepared simply and safely. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Come March of this year, New York City will put into effect the nation's first cap on the size of a soft drink that can be sold at a restaurant, a movie theater, a sports arena, or other venues. Mayor Bloomberg went after this issue in a big way, and the new rule will require a maximum of a 16-ounce cap on drinks sold at these sorts of venues. This will be an ordinance carried out by New York City's health department. This is interesting. Of course, to say that it was met by opposition is an understatement. Turns out that Coca-Cola is now going to be running some ads. They may be running now. I'm not sure. They're 2-minute spots. Andrea's on the line. She said she saw a billboard with an ad saying that there's only 120 calories in the can, which I'll address in a minute. But on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, you're going to see these ads. And according to reports, I have not seen the ads. According to reports, they're going to say in the ads that these soft drinks have less calories, fewer calories. There have been fewer calories over the years. They're diminishing the number of calories, and that the weight gain that people were experiencing in this country, the overweight and obesity epidemic, of which there are 68% who are overweight or obese, it's because, not because of the soft drinks, it's because people are just consuming too many calories generally. Welcome back, Andrea. You made a wonderful point, that you said that you were addicted to these sodas and then you somehow got off of them. If without whatever you're comfortable in reporting and saying, you used the word addiction. Was it really? You couldn't go without.
I would, because I fixated on it. I would plan like when I would get it into my day. So I feel like if my mind is gravitating to figuring out when I'm going to get that in the course of my day, come on, that's not healthy.
Yeah, well, that would be one of the criteria that would constitute an addiction, or there are other behaviors,
okay,
or elements.
But then also, once I had it, I would, feel okay. But I didn't feel okay. I mean, that was the irony. And then, not only that, even if I had a bad tasting one, like the mix was off, it was still better than not having it at all.
Yeah, that was an addiction.
Okay, but I admit
How much did you consume a day?
If I went to like a soda fountain, it'd be like one, anywhere between 16 to 32 ounces. And I knew it was unhealthy. I knew that I shouldn't do it. And nonetheless, I was still mistreating myself that way. And it was, I've given it up in the past. And then, it's like you go cold turkey, you're okay. But then you take one sip and I'm back on it.
Really? So, that's an addiction. That's like alcohol.
Yeah. I know.
So questions. I'm so glad you called. How did you go about, first of all, how did you go about weaning yourself off of the soda? How did you do it?
Truthfully, I had to go cold turkey, but I replaced it with, for some reason, I like unsweet iced tea, just brewed iced tea that's not sweetened.
That was good.
So that became my treat instead. And so I just replaced one for the other. Because it was still a better...
It's a better option, question. How long did your behavior... When you were trying to quit and you were replacing the soda with the iced tea, unsweetened iced tea,
right.
Did your mood... Did you notice changes in mood? Were you edgy? Did it take a couple of weeks?
No, I mean, because I don't think so. But, I mean, I was having other health issues that I was also trying to address. But what I found is that when I've cleaned up my diet recently, I also gave up the iced tea because I had to give up caffeine. And, I think when you go to a clean diet, I think the whole thing becomes a lot easier.
Sure.
And that was something I had wanted to address with you, which is there's certain Americana foods that are just, your palate aches to have a soda with them. I mean, you have a piece of pizza, you want to have a Coke. You want to have, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. And you're absolutely right. And don't think for one second that the food industry doesn't know that and that foods sort of go together. Certain foods go together and they know that. And you're absolutely right about that. What's interesting to me is that, you had the habit, you tried to figure out what time of day you were going to get it. And if you couldn't get it, what were you going to do then? Did you lose any weight when you dropped off the soda?
Surprisingly, when I dropped off soda for iced tea, I don't think I lost any weight. But when I went to a completely grain-free, gluten-free, no carbohydrate except for like fruits for carbohydrates diet, that's when I dropped 10 pounds.
Right. Oh, there you go. And I've been talking about this on the show a lot. Certainly a high-fat diet is not recommended, but a diet that's high in refined processed carbohydrates that's constituted of these foods like cookies, crackers, cakes, chips, colas, cupcakes, croissants. I can go on and on. All those C words, carbohydrates, those kind of carbohydrates, the calories are empty. Your husband noticed the billboard that said there was some advertisement for some soda that said only 120 calories.
140, but yeah.
Okay. A calorie is a calorie in terms of the amount of heat that it generates. It's a measurement of heat. But a calorie is not a calorie in terms of its nutritional value. 120 calories from a soda is different from 120 calories from vegetables and fruit. Food is not just food. There is a qualitative difference, and I know this sounds so obvious, but I guess I gotta say it. There is a qualitative difference between and among genres of food, kinds of food. And a can of soda with 120 calories in it, or a Snickers bar, or any candy bar with X amount of calories in it, is a different experience than eating a protein bar that may have 120 calories in it. It's a different nutritional experience, and it implies a different relationship that you have with food. So, you know, they use the calorie argument. They play that calorie card and to try and persuade the person, well, heck, it's only 120 calories. But when you see people walking out of these convenience stores, Andrea, they got one of these sodas that looks like a paint bucket that they're drinking it out of. These giant sodas.
I know.
I mean, yeah, one can is only 120. I know people that drink 12 cans of soda a day. They buy by the, you know, those packs. Not diet, the real deal.
Yeah. Well, even when I was addicted and I did not keep it in the house, which is why I had to plan when I'd get it, it didn't really change the addiction. It just controlled, you know, how easy it was to get it.
Well, it sounds like you had some success, and I really admire your ability and a fortitude to change your behavior. It's not so easy as you discovered, but you did it, and now you've made other changes. Nutritional changes. I suspect you'll make some lifestyle changes too. But thank you for calling and sharing that. And thank you for listening to the show. I really, really appreciate you sharing it. Honestly, it's great.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, and congratulations. We'll be back in the second hour. You may or may not know about Manuka honey. Kind of an interesting name. Or bee propolis. If you do know, come back anyway, because I'm sure we'll be able to share some new light on it. If you don't know, come back for sure. Remember, your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. We'll see you in the second hour.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle. Each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, olive leaf extract, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel, which is odorless and leaves no residue on the skin. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and much more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. and is sold in the finest health food stores and natural pharmacies nationwide. For a free information packet, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life. This time of year, we could all use some extra support staying healthy. Look to my Ultimate Flora Probiotics as your first choice for better immunity and digestive health. Each formula uses proven strains of good bacteria to boost the natural defenses in your body. For everyday support for your digestive health, including regularity, try Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion, our most popular daily probiotic. Or if you've been taking antibiotics or just want the most powerful probiotic formula available, look for the Ultimate Flora Supercritical with 200 billion cultures in convenient powder packs. For dual protection of both respiratory and gut immunity, try Ultimate Flora Advanced Immunity. It combines special probiotics plus potent antioxidants for complete support. And all of our probiotics are free of fillers, binders, or added ingredients. Look for the yellow sun on Renew Life products, available at health food stores everywhere.